Welcome back to the WKU Modern Language Podcast Series, One Theme at a Time. Today is September 24th, 2007, and this is episode 13 of the series, the first episode of the fall semester. I'm Melissa Stewart, Professor of Spanish at the Department of Modern Languages, and once again, I'm happy to be your host today. As always, we start the semester excited about bringing you new and interesting episodes of One Theme at a Time. One change we have incorporated into our series is the regularity of our episodes. Starting this semester, we will post a new episode the last Monday of every month. So remember that at the end of the month, you have a date with One Theme at a Time. For today's episode, News from Abroad, we talked to some of the faculty from the Modern Languages Department and asked them about the most interesting public event that occurred in the country they were visiting this summer, or in any country where Spanish, German, or French is spoken. This is what we learned.
Hi, my name is Eddie Cuisinier, and I'm teaching French at Western. I will talk to you about the Tour de France, which is a bike event in France every summer in July, and usually you have all the best bikers in the world biking all around France to get the top prize, which is a yellow jersey, and of course some money. Sadly, the last few years, and this year sadly too, the best bikers are under allegations of doping, so taking steroids to enhance their performance, and it's really giving a bad image on that event, and some people are even thinking of stopping it because of this. But even though there's that, the Tour de France has a very strong cultural effect on French people. It's something that started in 1903, so there's a sense of tradition, and everybody is going along the roads because it's a free event and cheering on the bikers and trying to have a good time all together. And so this year it was a Spanish biker who won, and hopefully next year it will be a French one.
Hello, my name is Carol Wilkerson, and I teach Spanish, and I work with the teacher education program here at WKU. And in reflecting on this summer's events, I was encouraged to think about the seven wonders of the world, the seven wonders of the modern world. And I was struck when I went to the Alhambra, and just a marvel of architecture, and each room different, and to think that this had once been a center, the intersection of the world's three great monotheistic religions. And to have that not chosen as one of the seven wonders of the modern world was hard. I do respect Machu Picchu, and I haven't been there, but I'm seeing pictures, and it's beautiful. And the Cristo in Brazil, again, a nice thing, but I just really was disappointed that the Alhambra was not chosen. So that's my comment for this summer's events. Thank you.
This is Jamie Eller, and I teach Spanish 101 and 102 at Western Kentucky University. This past summer, for 6 weeks, I traveled to Colombia, and one of the things that really impressed me about the country, it made a lasting impression on me, was seeing an indigenous man on a street corner in the middle of Barranquilla, the city of Barranquilla, where I stayed for 1 month. And he had apparently been displaced. There is a displacement of the indigenous population, certain indigenous populations, native Colombians in certain areas of Colombia because of guerrilla warfare and because they are trying to eradicate coca production in Colombia. And those populations are, as I said, they are being displaced. There are certain zones that are being retaken by the Colombian government. When I traveled to Valledupar in northern Colombia, I could not go to certain zones. They were unsafe zones because they had just been retaken by those particular populations by the government, but there was still a risk by these guerrilla groups in those zones of Colombia. So my friends were concerned for my safety, and so I did not go with them due to this this recent news and what is happening in Colombia as of now, recent events. Something else that I learned in the news is that in southern Colombia, they are spraying the fields with certain chemicals, the coca fields, and this chemical that they are spraying is also, it's being sprayed by planes overhead, and sometimes the borders, it's very hard to know where the border is between Colombia and Ecuador, and the Ecuadorian government, the president of Ecuador, is up in arms against the Colombian government due to this, because the chemicals are being sprayed also over Ecuador. And so sometimes you have certain diseases that are being caused by this spray, and this is what's making the news in Colombia today. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Karine Negloff. I'm a teacher at Western Kentucky University. I teach French. And as far as France is concerned, one thing that happened this spring and summer is we had a new presidential election. And Nicolas Sarkozy, a right-wing politician, was elected president. And one thing that is really different between him and the previous president is his friendship with the U.S. Nicolas Sarkozy is very much on the same wavelength with George Bush as far as politics, and this summer, Nicolas Sarkozy was here, an invited guest of George Bush, to spend his summer vacation, and I found it very interesting to see how he was behaving, and I found it very interesting to see what was happening in France while he was gone. The comments that were made on his visit by politicians on the left, who were prompt to criticize him for coming to the U.S. first and for spending a lot of money on a 2-week vacation. I will be curious to see what happens in the future as, for instance, as far as immigration matters are concerned, I find Nicolas Sarkozy closer and closer to the Bush administration. He is trying to do what he calls selective immigration. He is trying to say that France should open its doors only to people who can actually bring something to society. So he's talking about letting people in who have a diploma, who have a degree, an advanced degree. And so this is, of course, creating a lot of chaos, I guess, among politicians. Another thing that I find interesting, which I think is also very similar to what is happening in the States, Nicolas Sarkozy's wife is very present on the political scene, whereas she has no official assignment. She is the wife of the president, but she is not supposed to be on the payroll, so to speak, and she is a very visible person, and I find that interesting. That's very different from what was happening with our previous president, too. And I guess that's all I have to say right now. Let's just see what happens. I'll talk to you later.
My name is Sonia Lenk. I'm a professor at the Department of Modern Languages. I teach Spanish. I went to Peru this summer for a conference, and I returned on Saturday, and the following Wednesday there was an earthquake south from Lima. It is a very sad news, because not only it was horrible in all these people, there were 450 people who died and many people who lost everything they had.
So my name is Scott Seeger. I am a visiting assistant professor for German. I'm from originally from Colorado. But I spent the last 5 years in Lawrence, Kansas. One of the interesting developments in Germany this summer had to do with a railway strike by the pilots of the locomotives. They were very unhappy with their wages, and they suggested a 31% raise, their union did. And the owners of the German Bahn came back with a 4% raise, and this began in...
Hello, my name is Tim Straubel, and I teach beginning and intermediate level German here at Western Kentucky University. This summer, I was with a study abroad group in Bregenz, Austria, and one of the interesting things that was happening at the time were the importance of organic products in the area, the state I was living in, Vorarlberg, that organic products are very important to the Austrian people. And the farmers in the region of Vorarlberg had started using soy products, to feed their cattle that were not biologically pure. So a movement by the people to boycott all products that were made by Vorarlberger milk companies. And this was very interesting because their sales went down over 50% in the time between April and June. And they had to change their practices and boycott using the soy feed that they had been feeding their cattle. But it has, and the people that I talked to in Bregenz and in Vorarlberg said it had damaged the Vorarlberger milk industry to a point where they don't think they'll be able to recover for some time. And I was really impressed by how the people were demanding organic products, organic safe products for them, so it would not get into their food system as well.
My name is Nathan Love, and I teach French at Western Kentucky University. And one of the big items of news in France is that France has just won an important soccer match against Slovakia, 0-1. Thierry Henry, who's becoming a French superstar, scored the winning goal, and it was his 40th goal, international goal of his career, which is already something of an achievement. And the French national team feels that this puts them in the right frame of mind to take on arch rival Italy, which of course beat France in the last World Cup in the championship match in kicks from the mark after a drawn match. So France is looking forward to playing Italy in September, and they feel that if they can beat Slovakia, that had a very good team, that they have a very good chance of beating Italy in September.
As you see, the news is not limited to what happened in the United States this summer. This is the end of News from Abroad. I hope you have enjoyed our first episode of the semester. Come back on the last Monday of October to listen to a new episode of One Theme at a Time. This podcast has been produced by Immaculada Pertusa and Alyssa Stewart, September 24th, 2007. All rights reserved. Department of Modern Languages at Western Kentucky University.